We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Garrett Hart is the Economic Development Director for Chesterfield County, and I appreciate you coming on. It's not the best scenario. We reported yesterday, and the Times-Dispatch did, about the Carvana expansion now being pulled, and I'm sure you're devastated by that. Can you give me the background on exactly what went down there?
Yeah. John, good to talk to you again.
Of course. Thank you for coming on. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we're very disappointed in their decision not to move forward. They informed us last week that they were not going to move forward with a Virginia site, with the Chesterfield site at this time. They're evaluating their site locations for their maintenance facilities. They did an evaluation of multiple facilities last week at the corporate level, mm-hmm. and decided not to do a Richmond or Virginia facility at this time.
Is this for everything? You know, they're pulling back. I couldn't blame a business that said, hey, after the last 3 months, we just can't spend cash or resources to grow at the moment. Is that what this is, or did something happen here, you think?
No, this was a brand new facility for them here. It wasn't an expansion. They're going to continue with their vending machine facility in Richmond, where mm-hmm. they sell the cars and the vending machine. They are just not going to do what they call a maintenance and storage facility. The facility was about 190,000 square feet, and then the rest of the property was used to store up to 9,000 cars to be distributed to owners when they purchased them. They're not going to do that here. The big loss here is the 500 jobs.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, 500 jobs starting at $15 an hour, maintenance technicians. It's rare to get companies, you know, they're going to create up to 500 jobs. We do a lot of projects that do big capital investments, mm-hmm. But don't create that many jobs. So it's the job loss here that's most significant.
And that would have been upsetting back in December. But especially now, it's just crushing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. The you know, they're actually using the site quite lightly. We could get a lot more building on that site than 191,000 square feet. So it was the jobs that were really key to us here. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ask you to predict something. Is there any way, you know, let 30, 60 days go by and fix this, or do you think it's a done deal?
Oh no, they made a corporate decision to reevaluate. I think, you know, if once they decide what they're going to do in Virginia, and if the Richmond area comes up, they'll come back and talk to us. They're really good guys, really good site selection people. Mm-hmm. We had a really good relationship with them and still do. So, you know, I cannot say that they'd come back to the Richmond market. That's a business decision of theirs, but I do believe that if they do decide to come back in the area, they'll come back and talk to us.
And I got to ask, you don't think this stuff recently in the last few days was a factor in that, do you?
No. We've been talking to them about the meeting they were going to have last week for a month now, getting additional information to them and so forth.
But that does lead me to ask you, mm-hmm. I mean, Chesterfield, I think this has not touched Chesterfield. Up until today, it hadn't really touched Henrico, which is a blessing for you to go in and talk to a business leader. You know, I know, having been communications director at the United States Chamber of Commerce, you want to walk in and have the portfolio in front of an executive and have it look like you're the responsible guys and the sound economic people in a sea of of idiots, so they'll pick you. And unfortunately, the city of Richmond seems to be, have handed that up to you. But do you think this region-wide, what's happened recently is a problem?
Well, we really don't market ourselves as an individual locality on a national stage. We market ourselves as a region. So anything that affects
any of our members, might want to reconsider that.
Anything
I'm sorry to say it.
Any of our members affects all of us. We're all in it together. Mm. You know, the point that I would make is now we have a basically 180-acre site that is because of Carvana's work.
Yeah,
it's probably saved the next guy $500,000 in engineering.
That's and a we selling can put point.
Right, and we can put 1 million square feet on that site of distribution warehouse. And we've already had several developers call us about the site already. So, you know, I'm hoping Carvana will come back to the region. But in the meantime, we're going to sell that site to somebody else, and I think it's going to go fairly quickly.
All right. Well, gives me confidence that somebody like you, who seems pretty reasoned and won't even take the bait from me to bash your colleagues, I respect your diplomacy there. Real quick before we go, last time we were talking about the restaurants and businesses reacting to the reopening. Any update on that, or what are you hearing from Chesterfield businesses?
They responded wonderfully to the outdoor dining. One of our restaurants called us and said they did more outside business last weekend than they did inside a year ago. So
they've
done very well. With the phase two opening coming up this weekend, we're hoping to figure out how we get, you know, 50% occupancy inside. We're not going to stop them from having the outside dining either. We want to double down on all of that. Mm-hmm. But John, I would like to mention the Board of Supervisors approved a $5 million grant program last mm-hmm. week, where we're going to give $10,000 grants to small businesses, 500 of them. It's called the Back in Business Grant to help them get through these phases. I want to mention it because I want to direct Chesterfield small businesses to chesterfieldbib.com, and that's where the applications and the information on the grants are going to be, and I want to encourage all of our small businesses to apply for that grant so we can continue to move forward and get back open.
Seems like you guys have been on top of it from the very start, you and your colleagues in Henrico, you know, forward-thinking, trying to be accessible and fast with people who are in desperate need. So I appreciate you having you on. Garrett Hart, the Economic Development Director in Chesterfield County. Please stay in touch with me if you want to come on and make another announcement. Good news is needed. Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.